Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
It's a bad situation that our neighbors to the north find themselves in right now. We're talking about Nebraska, kind of ground zero to this bomb cyclone that went off and rolled across that state and then into Iowa and other points across the I states. This is an area that already was pretty wet, and now lots of flood damage has happened. Steve Wellman is the Nebraska Agriculture Director. He says it's hundreds of millions of dollars, approaching $1 billion of impact straight to agriculture. Now, let's switch gears and talk for a moment, if we might, about this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo. We're powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. It was not just the records were broken last night at the Night of Stars Gilt Sale. They were obliterated, my friends. We're talking about total for the 115 gilts that were sold, $545,000. That is way above any number ever before for the gilts. And history was made as the highest selling Poland China gilt anywhere in breed history was sold last night at the Night of Stars in the middle of the evening. It was lot number 72. So about 3/4 of the way through the sale, you had this fifth highest placed Poland shown by Hadley Cooper, Amber Pocasa FFA, sold for $40,000. Most money ever paid for a Poland China gilt anywhere, period. And it was the most money ever paid for a gilt at the Night of Stars at the Oklahoma Youth Expo ever, period. Record-setting evening for that particular gilt. Like we say, way down in the sale order. Clearly, the folks that were paying the money, they thought a lot more highly of her than the judges did during the selection process following the Purebred Show at OYE. Meanwhile, we're right in the middle of the market show for all four livestock species. The grand champion drive of all four species will be this evening at about 6 o'clock at the State Fair Arena. Some of the breed champions from yesterday from the cattle division, Hereford champion Sadie Wynn from Newcastle 4-H, Angus champion Lane Smith, Amber Pocasa 4-H, Maine Anjou, Seth Tucker, Lindsay FFA, Charlet steer champion Cooper Cummins, Hollis FFA, Limousine champion Hades Testerman from Harmon County 4-H. Over on the market, lambs champion for the hair sheep Bridger Harrington, Mulhaw Orlando 4-H. The Southdown champion Alec Anderson, Ringwood FFA, Shropshire champion Jack Thomas, Beckham County 4-H, Dorset champion Micah Elliott, El Reno 4-H. Natural color champion Kaylin Urban, Mountain View Godibo FFA, Hampshire champion Shaley Fletcher, Walters 4-H. You've got farm news on Ron. Cattle producers, a special cow sale coming Saturday, March 23rd, 12 noon at the Apache, Oklahoma Auction Market. We'll be offering 800 head, including bred cows, pairs, bred and open heifers, and breeding age bulls. You can call them for more information, 888-926-9696, or go to their website, www.apacheauction.com. Apache Auction Market special cow sale coming this Saturday, March 23rd at 12 noon. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.